这时候就请郭牧师上台为我们传讲今早的信息。他所要讲的题目是有信的，有不信的。
Good morning, warm greetings to everyone in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
We thank God for every Lord's Day morning that we can come to praise, to worship the one living and true God.
我们感谢神，每一个主日早晨，我们都能够来到神的圣所，来歌颂、赞美、来敬拜那独一的又真又活的真神。
The reason we need to thank God for every Lord's Day morning that we can come is because we know that everything we do on earth will come to an end one day.
我们之所以要为着我们每个主日能够来到当中来敬拜来感谢，是因为我们知道说我们在这地面上所做的一切有一天都会来到结束的时候。
About 6 to 7 weeks before we left for Australia, I had to conduct video services once every week.
大约在我们就是离开去澳洲之前，然后之前的大概6-7个星期我们几乎每一个星期都需要来主持追思礼拜至少一次。
And while we were away for 2 weeks, we were told of 2 deaths.
而我们离开的这两周，我们也听说也有就是两个人离开世间。
On the week after we returned, on the day of prayer, we were told of another death.
当我们回到的时候，那我们也听说，又有一人离开世间。
And a few days ago, there was another death.
几天前又有人去世。
How can we not be reminded of the brevity of life?
我们怎能不被提醒生命是何等短暂。
How can we not cherish every day that the Lord has given to us?
而我们怎能不珍惜主所赐给我们的每一日。
Because at any time, it could be our last day on earth.
因为随时都会是我们在这地面上的最后一天。
We thank God for seeing us through our study on the book of Acts.
我们感谢神带领我们来查考《使徒行传》。
These last few verses of Acts 28 reveal to us the final moments of the Apostle Paul's life.
在这《使徒行传》的这最后几节，那就向我们来显示写明，那使徒保罗在地面上的生命的最后的时刻。
He had arrived in Rome.
他已经来到了罗马。
He was under house arrest.
他被软禁在那里。
He called some of the Jews to this house he was in.
他就是召集了一些犹太人来到他所住的这居所。
He shared with them the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他与他们来分享主耶稣基督的福音。
There had always been the Apostle Paul's very, very personal concern for sinners.
一直以来，使徒保罗他最关心，他个人最关心的就是，这罪人的得救的事情。
He understands them very, very well.
他明白，他非常的了解他们。
For he himself was once upon a time like them.
因为他本身曾经一度也像他们一样。
He did not believe that Jesus of Nazareth was the Christ.
他并不相信，耶稣基督，拿撒勒人耶稣基督就是 拿他的人耶稣就是基督。
He demonstrated his unbelief by persecuting those who believe that Jesus of Nazareth was the Christ.
当时他就显明自己不相信，那接着就是来逼迫这些相信耶稣基督的人来显明他的不信。
The ones he persecuted were Jewish Christians.
那些他逼迫的都是犹太的信徒。
Now that he himself had become a Jewish Christian, he understands how the elders felt.
这时候他自己也成了犹太信徒，那因此他是就是深深的理解这些长老们的感受。
These were not elders in the sense of believers. Elders means Jewish older people, Jewish people.
那这些的长老并不是说他们是在信仰上的这些领袖，而他们是在犹太人当中这些年长者。
And after he shared with them the gospel, verse 24 tells us the results.
当他与他们分享了福音之后，那二十四节就让我们看到那成绩。
Some of them believed, some of them did not believe.
有信的，有不信的。
This is the title for this morning's message.
那这是今早晨这堂信息的题目。
This is the reality of ministry.
那这是服事的现实。
Our desire is that every sinner that we share the gospel with would believe.
我们所期盼的是，我们，向我们所传福音的对象，每一个都来相信。
And that gives us the motivation to keep on sharing the gospel.
那这就给我们这样的一个动力，来继续的来与人来分享福音。
Because there will be sinners out there in the world, some will believe, even though there will also be others who will not believe.
因为在外头这世上，那有一些就是这些罪人的当中，有一些他们会来信。也有一些他们仍然是不会信的。
Salvation is of God.
救恩在于神。
When a person actually believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, that is God's work.
当一个人真实的相信耶稣基督，那是神的工作。
We can only pray for sinner's salvation.
我们只能够为这罪人来得救来祷告。
We must try our best to be holy.As we share the gospel with sinners,
我们应当就是尽所能的来保持圣洁，让我们能够来与罪人来分享福音的时候。
And this is very true, especially to sinners whom we know.
那特别是那些我们所认识、所熟悉的罪人。
To sinners who also know us, like our children, like our parents.
那这些罪人他们都认识我们就像我们的儿女，就像我们的父母一样。
And we have to include our friends and loved ones and church members.
我们也应当就是包括我们的朋友，我们的家人亲友。
That's why it is so important for us to be holy as vessels that are clean to be used by God to bring the gospel.
因此很重要的，我们应当是成为那圣洁的器皿清洁无污，来就是为主来做见证，来把福音带给他们。
Because the worst thing that we could ever do to sinners who know us is that we do not show them the love of God in Christ.
那我们所能做的最糟糕的事情就是像这些罪人做的，就是让他们看到在基督里我们没有这样的一个圣洁。
Jesus Christ is the only name under heaven that can save a sinner out of his sin and death and hell.
在天下人间，就是唯有耶稣基督的圣名能够拯救人，从这最终从地狱与永恒的灭亡当中拯救出来。
That's why the Apostle Paul in the earlier verses had to tell these Jews that if there had been any rumor about my sinful behavior, it is a lie.
那因着这样，使徒保罗就是在这之前就告诉这些众人说，若他们有听到任何传闻就是关系到说自己的罪的，他说这些都是谣传。
The Apostle Paul, like all of us, know that we are not perfect. We make mistakes. We sin. We stumble.
而使徒保罗他知道，他就像我们一样我们都会就是犯错我们都有跌倒都有犯罪的时候。
But we must be holy.
而我们却应当保持圣洁。
To be holy means we acknowledge our sins and then we repent of our sins.
那保持圣洁就是说我们必须承认我们的罪，我们必须就是为着我们的罪来悔改。
So that sinners may know that even today, God can still forgive all sins in Christ Jesus.
好叫罪人都能够知道说，即使是今天，那神仍然能够赦免所有罪人的罪。
The power of God's love in Christ Jesus to save sinners remains just as powerful as ever.
那神在基督里就是拯救罪人的全能过去如何，今日也仍然是如何。
That was why some of them believe in the gospel that Paul shared.
这也是为什么当中有一些人他们接纳保罗所传的福音。
And their lives will be changed, their eyes will be opened.
而他们的生命就改变，他们的眼也打开了。
But sadly, there will be some who will not believe.
可悲的就是当中有一些人，是仍然不相信。
And the Bible will tell us why from verse 25 to verse 27.
那圣经就告诉我们，就在25到27节告诉我们为什么。
And when they agreed not among themselves, because some believed, some did not believe, they departed.After that, Paul had spoken one word, well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers, saying, Go unto this people and say, Hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, seeing ye shall see and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed.Lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them.
这里第25节这里说，他们彼此不和因为当中就是有信的有不信的，那他们就散了。为善以先，保罗说了一句话，说圣灵借先知以赛亚向你们祖宗所说的话是不错的。他说。你去告诉这百姓说，你们听是听见，却不明白；看是看见，却不晓得。因为这百姓有蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。
Isaiah ministered during the time.Of the Assyrians' destruction of the northern kingdom Israel.
以赛亚是先知，是在当这亚述来就是来攻打、来毁灭那北国以色列的时候。
The Israelites held on to their idols and their sinful ways.
以色列人他们就是抓住他们所敬拜的偶像，仍然要来就是活他们那罪恶的生活。
They refuse to give up their idols.
他们不愿意来放弃
They refuse to give up their lusts of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
他们不愿意就是放弃那肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。
When God sent prophets of the prophets to rebuke them, they persecuted them.
当神差派一再的差派先知去到他们当中，他们却逼迫先知们。
They refuse to be convicted of their sins by the word of God.
他们不愿意就是来承认。接着神的话语指出他们的罪，他们不愿意承认。
And the nation was destroyed.
因此那国度就被毁灭了。
That is the context of Isaiah quoted by the Apostle Paul in Acts 28.
这是保罗就是这样的引用这以赛亚书这就是有这样的一个背景，就在28章这里，保罗这样的引用。
By inspiration, the Apostle Paul also saw a similar situation in his time as it was in Isaiah's time.
在神的默示当中，那使徒保罗他看到他当时的时代，就像以赛亚所面对的时代一样。
Why would the people who are named after God's name, Israel, stubbornly hold on to idolatry and refuse to stop sinning?
那为什么这些就是神的子民既然愿意的来就是抓住这些他们所犯的罪？不愿意来放弃，不愿意来悔改呢？
They had God's truth.
他们有神所赐的真理。
They were the people of God.
他们是神的子民。
They were brought up in a culture of Israel ordained by God.
他们是这样就是生来就是有神所设立的这些这样的一个文化在当中来成长。
In other words, they have tasted heaven, and yet they want to turn their back on heaven and still want to walk toward hell.
换句话说，他们就是尝过天上的滋味，那他们却要就是背向。这真理来走向灭亡的当中。
The Jews in the time of the Apostle Paul were in the same state.
那犹太在保罗当时候的犹太人也是在同样的光景中。
They had the Word of God, the New Old Testament.
他们有神的话语，就是旧约圣经。
They still considered themselves the people of God, like the Apostle Paul before his own conversion too.
他们也自认是神的子民，就像使徒保罗在悔改认罪之前一样。
They would be the best people to recognize Jesus of Nazareth as the Christ. They had the Old Testament.
他们应当是最能够来看出耶稣基拿撒勒人的耶稣就是基督，因为他们有神所赐的旧约圣经。
Do we have the same kind of people today in our midst, like the Jews in Paul's time?
我们今天是不是也有人在我们当中是不是也有人就像当时候就是保罗的时候的这些犹太人一样呢？
Yes, we do.
有的，的确我们有。
You may ask, who are they?
你可能会说这些会是谁呢？
They would be the sons and daughters of Christian parents.
那这些都是那些基督徒父母所生的儿女。
They have been brought up in the church.
他们是从小在教会里长大的。
They have heard the gospel many times.
他们听到福音不知道多少遍了。
They sang songs about Jesus Christ many times.
他们也就是多次的来唱关于耶稣基督的诗歌。
They have tasted worship. They have experienced prayer, especially of their parents.
他们也尝试过敬拜，他们也 就是听到祷告，特别是他们父母所做的祷告。
In that sense, are they not similar to the Jews in the time of the Apostle Paul?
那这样子，他们岂不像保罗当时代的这些犹太人一样吗？
They have only the Old Testament. Our children have both the Old and the New Testaments.
他们只有那旧约圣经，那我们的孩子们，他们却拥有旧约和新约圣经。
And yet some would believe and some will not believe.
那当中有一些会相信，有一些仍然是不信的。
God basically tells us from Isaiah this truth.
神就是接着以赛亚，就是来单单告诉我们这样的一个真理。
If you stubbornly harden your heart, you stubbornly close your eyes, you stubbornly do not want to believe, the Lord will not force you.
如果你顽梗的，就是把眼睛关闭，那你顽梗的不愿意来听、来相信，那主他是不会强逼你的。
He will not force your eyes to be open, force you to open your heart, and force you to listen.
他不会强逼你张开眼睛，那不会强逼你打开你的心，不会。强逼你来听。
That's what he meant when he said, if God were to force you, you'll be converted, you'll be healed against your will.
这是他所说的。那如果你被强逼，那你那回转过来，那神就会医治你。
Because in the time of Isaiah, they held on to their idols.They held on to their evil and wicked ways.
因为在以赛亚的时候，他们就是抓住他们的偶像，他们就是沉溺在他们那罪恶的生活里。
The Jews in Paul's time, they held on to their stubbornness. They refused to see that Jesus of Nazareth is the Christ.
在保罗的时候，这些犹太人他们也一样的，就是。拒绝也不愿意看，也拒绝耶稣基督。
They refuse to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who came in human flesh to suffer and to die for their sins and rose from the dead for their forgiveness, their justification.
他们拒绝，他们不愿意相信说，耶稣基督神的儿子就是来为这。他们的罪来死在十字架上，流出他的宝血来拯救世人。
Sadly, this is the reality of ministry.
那可悲的，这正是我们服事当中的现实。
Only the Lord knows who these individuals are.
唯有神知道，这些人是谁。
But if you know someone in your life who refuses to believe, never stop sharing.Never stop praying.
那如果你认识这在你生命中，你知道有这样的人，他们不愿意来相信，那你不应当停止分享，不应当停止继续的来传福音。
And so when many of the Jews refused to believe in Jesus as the Messiah, God had to replace them in ministry.
那因此，当许多的这些犹太人那拒绝拿撒勒人耶稣就是基督，拒绝接受神所设立的基督，那神就得让他们的服事被取代了。
And since you Jews refuse or do not want Jesus of Nazareth to be your Savior, then God says, "I'm going to give it to the Gentiles."
那既然你们这些犹太人拒绝拿撒勒人耶稣基督，那你们不愿意接受，那神说我就要把这就是赐给外邦人。
Be it known therefore unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles and that they will hear it.
那所以你当知道，神这救恩如今传给外邦人，他们也必听受。
It is very sad. that when the truth is given and they will reject, and then God give it to outsiders and they would believe.
非常令人感到悲哀的就是那神把救恩赐给他们，他们却拒绝了，乃至于神要把这救恩赐给外人。
It's like when parents share the gospels with their own children and their own children refuse to believe. And then when the same gospel is shared with other people's children, and these other children believe.
那就像当父母来把福音来向自己的儿女来宣传的时候，自己的儿女却不愿意相信。那不过当他们把这福音来与其他孩子来分享的时候，他们却相信了。
And other people's children become children of God, and our own children stubbornly, blindly, deliberately refuse to believe and remain children of the devil.
其他人的儿女听了，他们接受成为神的儿女，那我们自己的儿女却是那样的顽梗，不愿意听，就是继续。
The Jews had been God's people, bearing God's name Israel since the time of Moses.
犹太人他们从摩西的时候开始，就是被称为以色列民神的子民。
They came out of Egypt in 1445 BC.
他们是在主前1445年从埃及离开出来。
They had been called God's people for 1,400 over years.
他们被称为神的子民有大概1400多年。
Now God just told them, I'm going to replace you.
而这时候，神却告诉了他们说：“我将要把让你们被取代。
I'm going to call the Gentiles who were never my people, but I'm going to make them my people because they are going to believe in Jesus of Nazareth as the Christ.
然后我要就是使这些外邦人，那他们过去都不被。” 不曾被称为是我的子民，但是他们相信，他们也将是成为我的福音的见证。They
will now become my people.
他们这时候要成为我的子民。You
will no longer be my people because you refuse to accept Jesus of Nazareth as the Christ.
那你不再是我的子民，因为你拒绝耶稣那撒勒的耶稣。
Look at verse 29, their reaction.
我们来看第29节他们的反应。
And when Paul, that is he, Paul had said these words, the Jews departed, and they had great reasoning among themselves.
第29节保罗说了这话，犹太人议论纷纷就走了。
That's all they did.
他们就单单这么做。
They just walk away, and then they just have a little bit of discussion, and that's it.
他们就是这样的，稍微谈论一下就走开了。
Why do they not value to be called the people of God since they had been the people of God for 1,400 years?
为什么他们不珍惜，就是身为神的儿女，这样的一件事情？那他们已经被称为神的儿女。
Do you value that you are the people of God today?
你是否珍惜自己的身份？你是现在你是神的儿女了。
When you wake up in the morning and look at yourself in the mirror, do you value that you are now a child of God?
当你早晨起来，你对着镜子看，你是否珍惜说你现在已经成为神的儿女了？
When you wake up in the morning, is the first person that you commune with the Lord Jesus Christ?
你每天早上起来，那你首先亲近的是否是主耶稣基督呢？
When you come to church every Lord's Day morning, is there a thrill in your soul?
你每个主日早晨来到教堂，在你心里面是不是有这样的一个激励呢？
When you sing all those amazing hymns, did it come from a heart that is truly in love with the Lord Jesus Christ?
当你在唱那些美妙的诗歌的时候，那是否是从你内心就是来唱出这样的对耶稣基督的爱呢？
And when you give of your tithe and offering, when you take of the Lord's Supper, is it done from a heart that is filled with love for the Savior, filled with gratitude and thanksgiving?
当你来奉献的时候，当你来遵守圣餐的时候，你是不是从内心那样的真的是被神的爱的充满来行这一切的事情呢？
Or is our Christian life just a mere sense of ritual? We just go through the motion without heart.
又或者是我们基督徒的生命就是单单就是一些外在的礼仪外表的一些仪式，而从来没有从心里面来行的。
If it's filled with love, filled with passion, praise the Lord.
若是充满着爱有那样的一个爱神的热忱，我们应当感谢赞美神。
But if your heart and your relationship with Christ is one of lukewarmness,
但是若你与耶稣基督的关系是这样的不冷不热的话，
Everything is just going through the motion.
一切只是单单就是外在的动作而已。
It is just mechanical, a ritual.
是机械化的一些仪式。
Now you know why the Jews just walk away and just have some discussion and they don't feel anything because.So if I'm called the people of God, meaningless.
那你就明白那为什么这些犹太人他们只是这样的就是单单的这样稍微讨论就离开，因为他们看说身为神的儿女并没有什么意义。
Do you know that when you call yourself a Christian, you are the replacement, the new people of God in the New Testament?
你知道吗？当你自称是基督徒的时候，那你是在新约里面来取代，来成为神新的子民的。
And you are the people of God of the last days.
而你是在这末日是神的儿女。
The Lord has left you behind after your salvation because there is so much more work to do.
而神主把你。就是在你得救之后把你留下来是因为在这里仍然有许多当行的事。
So many more sinners to be given the gospel.
还有那么多罪人需要福音。
So many brothers and sisters in Christ who need a helping hand.
有这么多在主里的弟兄姐妹他们需要帮助。
We are the replacements of the people of God who rejected Jesus of Nazareth as the Christ.
我们是那取代那些就是曾经是神的儿女，但是他们却拒绝了拿撒勒耶稣基督，耶稣为基督。
Some believe, some believe not.
有信的，有不信的。
This is the reality of ministry.
这是不是的现实。
Which group do you belong to? Believe not or believe?
你是属于哪一组人呢？你是信的还是不信的呢？
The Jews did not want to. Some did, some did not. And Paul says, God will go to the Gentiles.
那些犹太人他们有信的，有不信的。那使徒保罗说，神就去到外邦人的。
And among the Gentiles, we also see the same picture. Some believe, some believe not.
而我们在外邦人当中也看到同样的一个画面，有信的，有不信的。
Which group do you belong to?
你是属于哪一组人呢？
If you belong to the group that believe, show it in your life of holiness.
如果你是属于那信的的这一组人，那你必应当是借着圣洁的生活来显明。
Show it in your evangelism and tell sinners about Christ.
那接着你去传福音来，就是告诉罪人要来相信耶稣基督，借着这样来显明。
Show it in your service in the church among God's people with passion.
那在接着你在教会里热忱的在神的子民当中来服侍，来显明这一点。
Show it in your worship, where you sing from your heart with thanksgiving.
接着你的敬拜从内心的真诚来。向神来诉说感恩。
Show it by studying God's word diligently and by praying without ceasing as you commune with Him.
那接着就是殷勤的来查考神的话语，接着那这样的真诚的来向他来祷告，与他来亲近。
To those who believe not, do not walk away.
那些不信的不要走开。
They were not walking away from Paul.
他们走开不是走离开保罗。
They were walking away from God, from Christ.
他们是离开神，离开基督。
Do not walk away from the only Savior who can save you from your sin, from death, and from hell.
请不要离开那唯一的救赎主，唯有他能够从罪从地狱当中把你拯救出来。
Is it not the same this morning?
今天早晨岂不也一样吗？
Do not walk away from Christ. It's not us. It's not the church. It's the Lord Jesus Christ that you're walking away from. If you stubbornly do not want to believe.
不要来离开耶稣基督，他是你唯一的救赎。那你不是离开我们，不是离开教会，你不要这样的顽梗的离开而不相信耶稣基督。
But to all of us who believe, you have to keep on preaching, keep on teaching, keep on sharing.
至于我们那些已经那些相信的，那我们必须持续。的来分享，持续的来传扬主的福音。
We know that there will be some who will believe, and sadly there will be some who will not believe.
我们知道说当中有信的，可悲的也当中也有一些不信的。
But we must keep on preaching, keep on witnessing.
然后我们必须持续的来传讲，持续的来做见证。
And that's what the Apostle Paul did.Until the Lord took him home.
那是使徒保罗所行的，直到主把他带回天家。
The Bible says in verse 30 and verse 31, Paul dwelt two whole years in his own hired house, under house arrest, of course, and received all that came in unto him. What did he do? Preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him.
那圣经在这第三十、三十一节这么说：保罗在自己所租的房子里住了足足两年。那当然，这是他被软禁的地方。凡来见他的人，他全都接待，放胆传讲神国的道，将主耶稣基督的事教导人，并没有人禁止。
Preaching the kingdom of God is to share the gospel.Teaching those things concerning the Lord is to build up the faith of believers.
传讲神国的道就是与人来分享福音，教导就教导人就是要来在教会里建立教会信徒的信心。
To those who believe, they must be strengthened and built up in the faith.
那些相信的，那他们的信心必须要来得到建立，得到坚固。
During these 2 years, the Apostle Paul wrote the prison epistles as well.
在这两年里，使徒保罗他也就在同时写了那监狱的书信。
He wrote the epistles to the Ephesians, to the Philippians, to the Colossians.
他写了书信给以弗所的教会，给了腓立比教会，给哥罗西教会。
Also include First Timothy, Titus, and Philemon.
他也写了提摩太前书，还有腓立门提多书，还有腓立门书。
And then he will be released and rearrested again.
之后他被释放，那又再次的被逮捕了。
Because during this time, Nero burned Rome and blamed it on the Christians.
因为在这时候，尼罗这罗马王尼禄，他就是焚烧这罗马城，就把罪怪在基督徒的身上。
And during the second arrest, Paul would this time be thrown into prison, no more under house arrest.
那在这第二次被逮捕的时候，保罗就被丢到监狱里面不再是被软禁了。
And while he was in prison in Rome, he wrote his final epistle, 2 Timothy, before the Lord took him home.
当他在罗马监狱里，他就写了他最后的一封书信，就是提摩太。在他被接回天家之后，他就写了提摩太后书。
Do not be discouraged. Keep on serving. There'll be some who will believe. There'll be some who will not believe.
让我们不要停止来服侍，继续的来传扬福音因为我们知道说当中。必有信的，也有一些不信的。
Everything that we do on earth will come to an end one day.
我们在这地面上所行的一切，有一天都会来到终止的时候。
Cherish every day that you have given to you by God.
让我们珍惜神所赐给我们的每一天。
Cherish every Lord's Day morning that you can come for worship.
那应当珍惜你在每个主日早晨能够来参与崇拜。
And don't ever stop witnessing for the Lord Jesus Christ in holiness.
让我们不停止继续的在圣洁中来传扬耶稣基督的福音。
Because there are many out there who are waiting to believe.
因为在外头有许多人正在等候着要来相信。
But they can't if you do not go.
但是如果你不出去，他们却不能够来信。
Paul kept on preaching, kept on teaching.
保罗他持续的来传扬，持续的来教导。
He did so until the Lord called him home.
他就是这么做，直到主把他召回天家。
And we must do the same.
你也应当做同样的事。
Do you know that this book of Acts did not have the usual conclusion?
你知道这使徒行传这卷书并没有像一般的书卷那样的一个结束。
There is no benediction, there is no amen.
这里就是没有祝祷也没有就是说 amen.
Because God says,that every time there is a new church, there are believers who continue to preach and teach God's word, I add another page to the book of Acts.
因为神说若有新的教会那里继续的来传扬福音继续的来做神的工作，那我就要在使徒行传这里加多一页加多一个篇章。
When you live for the Lord Jesus Christ, serve the Lord Jesus Christ, teach the word of God to bless others, you are adding another page to the book of Acts.
当你来与人来分享福音，你继续的来持守真道，来就是教导，来在教会里来服侍，那你就是在就是在这使徒行传当中加多了一页。
And the last page of the book of Acts would be the return of the Lord Jesus Christ.
使徒行传的最后一页将会是就是耶稣基督再来的时候。
The church witness ends when God raptured us and all of us are taken home to glory.
那我们为主做的见证是当主耶稣基督 当我们被主耶稣基督提到空中，那我们就是与主回到神荣耀的家里。
And rapture is the topic that we're going to continue at 10 a.m. in the AV studio later on.
关于被提待会我们就是在十点钟我们继续要来探讨的。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典，满有慈爱的圣天父。
We thank thee, O God, for salvation, grace, and mercies given to all of us.
我们为这样的个救赎恩典，你所赐给我们每一个人的救赎恩典来感谢你。
We thank thee, O God, for every privilege of service.
我们也感谢主，你让我们有这样的个特权来服侍你。
We thank thee, Lord, for every day that you have given to us on earth.To witness for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也感谢主，你为这每你所赐的每一天，让我们能够在这地面上来为主耶稣基督来做见证。我们感谢你。
And we thank thee, O God, for this Lord's Day morning, where you have gathered your people to praise thee, to worship thee.
我们也感谢主，就是为这主日早晨，你能够来聚集你的儿女，让我们能够在这里来感恩，来向你来敬拜。
Help us to cherish every day, every Lord's Day that you have given to us.
求主帮助我们珍惜每一天，也珍惜你所赐给我们的每一个主日。
Make us a blessing to someone as we share the gospel and teach thy holy word.
让我们来与人来就是分享福音，来教导你的话语的时候，让我们真的是成为众人的祝福。
For we know that out there are many who would believe.
我们知道在外头还有许多人，他们将要来相信。
And they cannot if we do not go and share Christ with them.
而他们如果我们不去来与他们来分享福音，他们就不能信了。
Help us not to be weary in well doing, for we know that if we faint not, we will reap what we will sow one day.
让求主帮助我们，让我们行善不可丧志。那让我们知道说，到了时候我们必要有收成。
Forgive us, O Lord, of all our sins.
求主饶恕我们一切的罪污。
Forgive us, O Lord, for the many wasted opportunities and wasted days in the past.
求主饶恕我们在过去所错失的机会，所浪费的时间。
Help us not to waste any more days and opportunities to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ.
求主帮助我们不会再浪费任何的时光，也不会错过任何你所给我们的机会来见证耶稣基督。
And may all of us be found faithful and hear the word say to us by Christ, Well done, my good and faithful servant, when we arrived home.
愿我们每一个人都能够忠心到底，以至于我们回到天家的时候能够听到你说忠心良善的仆人，我们盼望能够听到这样的话语。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
奉靠耶稣基督最宝贵神圣的圣名，我们感恩祷告。
Amen.
Amen.